Okay, so now we're starting a new perek on Kaf Dalet Avud Aleph, right? The new perek is, right, Ein Magdishin, right? And the Mishnah here we're speaking now, remember at the introduction, the very when we started off the Shir, right? This is perek Shvi, this is the seventh perek. And we said in the introduction to there, we said that the Prakim, right? We said the Prakim were split up. And we mentioned that when we get to the later parts of the Masechet, we basically got 1 week left, right?
1 week.
Shabbos a week. We've got 10 daf left. Today, including today, is 10 daf, right? Yeah. 8, 9, 10, yeah. So they're the last 10 daf. So we said that that Perek Shvi'i of the Masechet, we're going to start dealing about when a person's Magdish Estay Achuza, right? So when we saw that, we saw if you make a stay Mikneh, if you bought it from somebody and you Magdish it, If it's your stay achuza, your inheritance land, and you magdish it, see, we saw the din's a little bit different. That if you don't redeem it, right, and somebody else redeems it and not you, then it goes on the yovel. It goes to the kohanim. Remember, the kohanim who on the yovel get it. So you basically have to redeem your land when you magdish it. If you don't magdish it, it goes back to the. Why are you looking at me like that? If you magnish your Achuza to the Hekdesh,
okay,
and you don't come and redeem it,
yeah,
right, and then the Kohanim sell it to somebody else.
After the
Yom. No, during the year, yeah, no. Today's the first day of the new year, of the new Shemitah cycle. And you come to Hekdesh and you say, yeah, I magnish my land. Yes, my land. I've got 1,000 dunam farm next door, Ariel Sharon's farm in the Negev, right? And you magnish your farm.
And
you don't come. 20 years pass and the Beit Din down Hekdesh don't hear from you. Now the Gizbar said, listen, is that of a schlep to drive down there every day to farm the place there in the Negev? They find Gilad Sharon is happy to take over the farm, and he comes and he goes to Hekdesh, says he has the money, and they send it to him and he takes the farm. Comes the Yovel, the farm goes back to the Beit HaMikdash. The Kohanim who work on the shift that year on Yovel, they get to split up your farm. And you say, Totsins, or go back to your farm. That's Aloha. Right? So the question, remember, we saw a Machloket, right? So that's how the Kohanim used to get rich. Right? So what's obvious from here is a couple of things. The first thing that's obvious from here is that the purpose of Magdish is not really for Hekdesh to have the headache of fields. The purpose of Magdish is it's a way in order for you to actually come and pode. Right? Because that's the way that you end up donating my Hekdesh. I Magdish my field, it's a mitzvah, and now I come and I pode my field, and you write a big check to the Beit HaMikdash, you get your field back. And it's obviously like some sort of, I don't know, psychological experience that we can't relate to. You got to pay. What do you mean you got to pay? You got to pay the value. We saw the Chomes Sorim. On Hekdesh, it's 50 shekels. For every, it's 50, it's 50 shekels for the cycle of Shemitah, for the Yovel cycle, for every Sa'or, Chomer, Sorin, I think that's the measure we said there, of your field, which I think is about between 4.5 to 5.5 acres. So I think for each 4.5 to 5.5 acres of field that you've got, it's 50 shekels for a Yovel. Now, what Steve's talking about, it was called Gira'om. We're going to see something which was a big chidush. I'm not sure I understand it 100%. If you magdish your field, and we'll see in the Mishnah in a second, not in the first year after the Shemitah, and not in the first year after the Yovel, and not in the 2 years before the Yovel ends, you're limited in those periods. You aren't, it's your machloke, but you see, Mishnah will tell us, you can't magdish your field in the first year after the Yovel, and you can't pod it. Sorry, you can't. If you magdish your field in the Yovel, you can't pod it back from Hekdesh before 1 year's up after the Yovel started. And 2 years before the end of the Yovel, you can't come either. Uh-huh. Okay? Now, if you, during the rest of that period, you come to pod your field, so for every year that's outstanding, let's say there's a 49-year cycle, and you will magdish it on the first day of the new year, and you come after 29 years have passed, so there's 20 years left. For the 20 years that's still outstanding, in other words, Hekdesh haven't got the benefit of somebody else or farming that field, whatever the case was, for those 29 years. So for the next 20 years, they're losing out. So you redeem it for a shekel and a pundian for each year that's left. Why a shekel and a pundian? There are 48 pundian in a shekel. We learned this before. They bless you. There are 48 shekel in a pundian. right? 48 pundion in a shekel. So now they're 49 years. If you give for every year one shekel, that's 49 shekels, plus a pundion for 49, you end up with a shekel plus a pundion, right? So you end up giving 50 shekels plus a pundion. That extra pundion is like, remember we had a kilabon? Remember like when you come to exchange on a hegdesh, you like pay a bit of a change? For the money changer to deal with that small money, you pay them that extra pundion. So it works out that it's 50 shekels, but there's a dispensation that hegdesh give you that if you redeem it over a period of time, you cannot have to pay the whole 50 shekels. You just pay that reducing balance. Basically, you divide it up equally and you pay. Right, but now. Now, why did I mention the 50 shekels? Why did I stipulate 50 shekels? We'll see in a second. There's going to be something which I don't think I certainly never knew. We'll see now. That there's certain times where if you come to do that redemption, that pidyon, even after a lot of time has passed, you can end up still to pay the full 50 shekels. So you'll see now in the Mishnah that if you come in the last year, let's say you come after 48 and a half years have passed, and there's 1.5 years left, you could end up having to pay the whole 50 shekels.
Because otherwise it'll go to the coin, and that's the full value.
Maybe that's the reason, I'm not sure. They wouldn't have gone to the coin because you could... Oh, you mean because you hadn't come to redeem it yet? Very good. Oh, actually, that's a good answer. I was wondering why it was. Could you hear what David said? That what's the penalty? But not only that's the reason, though. Because, but, I mean,
no,
why
because,
are we...
Can, no, because it's gone up in value. Because once it leaves Hekdesh to go to the coin, he owns it, and now it's full value for it. If he wanted to buy it back from the coin, he'd have to pay the 50.
But Hegdesh doesn't seem to pay him. Hegdesh doesn't benefit.
It doesn't matter. It's
still
the value.
It's an asvara. I don't know. I'm saying, or if he would come in the first year after he magdished it to redeem it for the full, we understand that, right? Because there's still basically 50 years to go. So the first year, we don't count. But the last year is a tricky one. You come 48 and a half years after you magdish it, you have to write a check for the full 50 shekels for every chomer sorin. So that's why it's not so straightforward. Okay, we'll see now. Also, remember we had this as well. We already saw machloket. Just two more points I want to mention. We also saw machloket between Rabbi Yehuda and Chacham and Rabbi Yehuda and Chachamim. I think it was about if the Yovel cycle is 50 years. In other words, if the Yovel starts at year one after the if the Yovel is Shmita and then Yovel, so you've got 7 cycles of Shmita, 49, and the 50th year is Yovel. And then the new Yovel cycle starts year 51. Remember that? Or is the Yovel itself the 50th year and the first year of the next cycle? So there's never really 50. It's actually only always 49 because the 50 is 1 and 50. So if it's 1 and 50, it's actually 49. You with me?
Mm-hmm.
We saw that Malachi could come to play here as well. And the other halacha which comes to play here as well is when we saw Machloket a few daf ago when it came to Pesach. We saw that Machloket in our Gemara where we said, do we say Ad v'Ad Bichlal? Mm. Do we include, like when we had the Machloket with Pesach, we had that story of Pesach, we saw Chachamim brought a Pasuk to learn how all 7 days of Pesach we have to eat chometz. Mm. And Rebbe said, we don't need a Pasuk because it says Mi Rishon, including the Rishon, Ad Shvi'i, including the Shvi'i. Remember that? Mm. Chachamim said, no, we need a Pasuk until the 21st day. Remember that? Remember that? Anybody?
Yes.
We learned that. So therefore, we saw there, Rebbe says, Ad v'ad bichlal. Chachamim don't always say Ad v'ad bichlal. So with that in mind, okay, let's... I'll be honest with you, that introduction was really more for me than for any of you, because I'm still grappling with a few things in the... Okay, let's go. Mishnah said like this. Ein makdishin lifnei hayovel pachot mishtei shanim. See that? You makdish. Now, when it says here makdish, it seems clear to me that the idea of makdish is not to makdish. It said, if you're going to magdish, you can't pode. Okay? You can't redeem it. Look at the Rashi, yeah? Ein magdishin sadeh achuzin ibn ha-yovel pachum ishtay shanim. Dichtiv. Why? Because it says, b'magdish sadeh achuza alpi shanim anotarot. Because it says there has to be years left over. V'ein shanim pachot mishtayim. You see that it says, when it comes to magdish, it has to be less than 2 years. So it's seen that the magdish here means the redemption. But actually, the next line in the Mishnah, carries on and says, v'lo goalin achar ha-yovel pachot mishana achat. So you can't magdish it with less than 2 years before the end of the Yovel, and you can't redeem it with less than 1 year. If you magdish it immediately, you can at least wait 1 year, full year, till the previous Yovel year before you can redeem it. Okay. Rashi v'lo goni nachal yom v'pachom b'shara. Mefashim the Gemara Rav l'tam v'shmul v'sib achlok Rav v'shmul later on in the Gemara. Okay, then the Mishnah says, ein mechashvin chodshim nehekdesh. Chodashim nehekdesh. When it comes to doing this cheshbon, so months don't count. The Mishnah, the Gemara says you have to have, the Pasuk says you have to have two, you have to have shanim, and therefore pachot mishtei shanim, and shanim means 2 full years of 24 months. So you can't say, 1.5 years is 2 years. We don't count months. You need 2 full years, mm-hmm. Right?
But the year starts when you magdish, not the Tishrei.
Maybe. But I don't, No. Because we go from Yovel. So that's why exactly that. It starts from Tishrei. So comes Tishrei. On Rosh Chodesh Tishrei, right, starts, let's say Yovel ended yesterday. Let's say the Yovel year was last year. We now hit 49, 50th year's Yovel. Yom Kippur comes, blow shofar. All the things go back, blah, 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 blah. And the next day you magdish. No, that's actually the Yovel year. You can't do anything. What's the second? Machlok in a minute whether you can magdish in Yovel or not. But let's assume that you can't magdish in Yovel. And now the Yovel year is over, and now Rosh Chodesh Tishrei of year 51. Let's go to Lechumra, right, to make it, no, everyone agrees. Year 51, you magdish a field. You've got to wait at least a year till the following Rosh Chodesh. If you were magdish your field in Nisan, half a year later, so now you can't come Tishrei the following year. It's not a year. No. You've got to wait until Tishrei, 2.5 years' time, basically, it'll be. Or maybe then you could do Nisan. Maybe Nisan. Okay. Aval Hegdesh mechashev chodshi. But Hegdesh can use months. Now we'll see later on what that means. But look at Rashi over here. Aval Hegdesh mechashev chodashim. Klomar. Ve'im revach shel Hegdesh hu. The very first wide lines of Rashi. The long Rashi. We've got to read this. Ve'im revach shel Hegdesh hu shenachshov ota yetziat chatishna sheyatza. Kalvash lekaman. Right, but if Hegdesh, this is over here, if the Hegdesh are going to benefit from the fact that there's a we're counting months, we see the Hegdesh bepalged the arba'im v'tamni. If you magdished it only in the middle of the 48th year, in other words, 48 and a half years, like the example that I gave, di chashavte lahi yetzia havelei pachot mishtei shani. Right, if now you're vel velo mifrika begiru ele bechamshin. So now you come to it, you are magdishit on 48 and a half years. So there's 1.5 years left to go. And you want to come to put it, you got to pay the whole 50 shekels. Because there's less than 2 full years to go. So Hegdesh will count the months. Why will Hegdesh count the months? They'll say, this is only 18 months. But we'll say to Hegdesh, we don't count the months. There's 2 years. Do you understand? So from my point of view, I don't count months, I only count years. I'm in the 48th year, it's 48 and 49, they're 2 years. Hegdesh will say, no, we do count months. From our point of view, we count months, it's only 18 months, and you need 24 months. Got it? That's really the two sides of the coin.
It's the same thing, you've got 20 and a half years to go, you count it as 21 years.
Yes, except that the reason why the Gemara is choosing this over here is because, yeah, the check that you're writing, the difference between 48 and 48 and a half is the difference between 2 shekels and 2 pundian or 50 shekels. Yeah. So a little bit of a difference, right, for each. Sorry, but you're right. Look at Rashi. Yeah? If you never counted those months already being used up, we'd say, look, we're in the 48th year. Hegdesh would lose money. The law shaki and the shnei slav, and they get 2 slaim, or shnei punyon, 2 punyon. Hache, in this case, vadei mechashunotabi yetzia gemura. Okay? So therefore, it's yetzia gemura, you pay the whole amount of money. So we see already a case where, according to this, if you come to do the mag in the hegdesh, and you magdish it, and you want to put it in less than 2 years, you pay the whole 50 shekels. Right? Okay, gemura. Veraminu, we got a brighter here, which is a bit of a, which soter this Mishnah. Magdishin ben ifne ha-yovel ben la'achara yovel. The brother says you can be magdish either before the yovel or after the yovel. Ubishnat ha-yovel atzma lo yaktish. However, as long as you are magdish in the yovel itself. V'imekdish eina kedusha. And now we got a problem. The Mishnah said you can't magdish 2 years before and a year after. The brighter says no problem. Whenever you want, as long as you are magdish on the year, on the hekdish itself. So Gemara says, Rav Shmuel, Damitarvayus. Now Rav and Shmuel, they both say, what do they agree? That ein magdishim, when we said there in the Brighter, in the Mishnah, When we said in the Mishnah, Ein Magdishin, Lifnei Yom HaPachot Mishtayim Velo, not that you can't, because the Brayta says you can, they agree that you can Magdish, but if you Magdish, it's Ein Magdish Ligael Begirua Pachot Mishtayim. If you want to use that dispensation that we gave you to start splitting it up into 50 equal parts, and then only pay the value of what's left over, that only works if you aren't Magdish 2 years before and 1 year after. But you can always Magdish like the Brayta says, just the Nafkamina is a serious Nafkamina. If you Magdish it 2 years before the end of the year, less than 2 years before the Yovel's up, or within 1 year after the Yovel has begun, you're going to end up, when you come to redeem it, you're going to end up paying a full 50 shekels, irrespective of how long is, or the fact that time has passed. And the Brayta is telling us that the Hekdesh will be Hekdesh, and the Mishnah is advising us not to do it. Look here, why? The Chayvan de Ein Magdishin Ligael. And now the Gemara assumes, and since the Ein Magdishin, in order to Ligael be Girua, that Girua, right, what we would call, like, how would you call, like, allocated, right? Allocated amounts, right? I think it's the word, right? Appropriation, right? When you, like, split the portions up, that's called Girua. That's called Girua, meaning chopping away, right? Right? Begirua, Pachot Mishtei Shanim. And because of that, Yehe Adam Chas Al Nechasav. Unbelievable, look at this, the Gemara. A person should be careful about his wealth, about his assets. For al yagdish pachot mishtai shanim, and therefore you shouldn't do such a thing. Because doing such a thing is basically stupid, because you end up just having to give away a ton of money. If you had been clever and waited a few months, or done it a few months earlier, you'd have been able to save yourself a lot of money.
It's the time of money to hectish, though.
Doesn't matter. Doesn't matter. A person has it to give all his money to Hekdesh. You got to, there's even certain Isurim to give a tzedakah more than certain amount of money. When it comes to, we learned halacha before, remember? We learned when it comes to doing a mitzvah asay, so there you only limit, you only have to either a third or a twentieth. A person isn't expected to spend more than that. Right? When it comes to a lot, you spend all your money, but mitzvah asay, when it comes to doing things like that, you don't have to throw all your money. Go limit yourself, be careful. So so therefore, the Gemara says, right? That's a nice Gemara. It's a Gemara from Kafchet. We'll see it in a couple of days' time. Okay, so now we understand now that we've sorted out the steer between the Brayta and the Mishnah. So now the Gemara brings the Machloket Amoraim. Itmar hamakdish sadehu bishnat hayovel atzma. Because you remember there, the Brayta said, if im higdish, it said, ubishnat hayovel atzma lo yakdish. Remember that? You shouldn't have in the yovel itself. Im higdish, if you did it, it's in Gdusha. Right? So we now the Gemara brings a machloket amoraim on that. Itmar hamakdish sadehu bishnat hayovel atzma, rav amar kedusha. Right? Kedusha. Right? Rav says that it's kedusha, that the hekdish works. Venoten chamishim, right? In other words, if you makdish on the hekdesh, on the yovel itself, the Brayta and the Mishnah said that you can't makdish less than 2 years before the yovel and less than 1 year after the yovel, right? And then we explained that Rav and Shmuel both agreed what? That if you did that, you can do it. However, what happens? You come to redeem it, you got to pay the full check. So Rav says, it's like almost like a kavuchomer, right? If 2 years before and 1 year after you're going to pay the full check, then certainly if you do hekdesh on the yovel itself, you're going to pay the full check. You with me?
Yeah.
So that's what happens here. Rav amar kedosha v'noten chamishim, and you redeem it by the full value. Ushmuel amar eino kedosha kol ikar. Shmuel says, I don't know what you're talking about, Rav. It doesn't work at all. Now, I've skipped out this whole long Rashi over here. I'm wondering if it was necessary to read the whole Rashi. No, I'm not going to read the Rashi. Okay, but I think everything, the introduction that I gave at the ridge about the 48 and the 49, etc., is all already in here. Okay, let's carry on. So now, Matkid Rav Yosef, before the Gemara carries on with Rav Shmuel, there's a Kashi of Rav Yosef. So Matkid Rav Yosef, Bishlom El Inyan Mechira. Right, we're going to see. I think it's also on that daf on Kafchet. The Machloket coming up. Why is it the Mesura Shas here? Vav. Yeah, Kaftet. Okay, yeah, Kaftet. On daf Kaftet, right? We're going to see a machloket on Kaftet Amud Bet. If you go quickly, the Mishnah on Kaftet Amud Bet, the Mishnah actually says, "Hamocher et zadel b'shat hayovel." Right, if you sell your field on the b'shat hayovel, Rashi says when there is yovel, when yovel exists, mutali go pachot mishtashanim. Then you can redeem it with less than 2 for the yovel. So he's talking to you because lacha itashna, right? Because that basically he's talking about hegdesh, not about selling. And there's a machloket over there, right? Where Kabbal Asid ben Shnayim taken up the neck. Itmar moches de b'shnei yovel. Atzma Rabba Amar mechura v'yotzer Shmuel Amar enu mechura kol ikar. Right? So we see there's a machloket over there between Rabbi and Shmuel with regard to selling. So now the Gemara says like this. Rabbi Yosef asks a kashya. It says, "Matir bishlom." Says Bishlom, so we saw the machlokes over here that Rav says that the kedusha works if you makdish during here on the yovel year, and Shmuel doesn't work. So Rav Yosef's like this: Bishlom le inyan mechira. Understand with regards to selling a field, the palik Shmuel alei the Rav, right? That Shmuel there argues with Rav in that machloket there about selling. What Shmuel's svar? He says because ikel lemaymar kal vachomer, because there we can say a kal vachomer. Just look at the Rashi here down the bottom. Sorry, three lines from the bottom of the Rashi. Bishlom el inyan mocher sadeh b'shnei yovel atzma. If you sell the your field in the yovel year itself, okay? So during the yovel year, on that 50th year, you sold your field to somebody. Palik shmul alei de rav. Here, the kamen perek amocher. Here we are. Rav, I've seen some before. Rashi says, yeah. Right, on daf kaftin obed. Mishum de'ikrem amakar b'chomer. So Rav says that if you sell the field on the yovel year, the sale's a sale, but the land goes back to you straight away. Okay, because you know, your value, if I sell a field to you, not to Hegdesh, I sell it to you, on the Yovel year, I get it back, right? So Rav says, I can sell the field to you on the Yovel year, I get the money, but if the field reverts back to me straight away. Shmuel says, no. I'm going to give you back the money. Nothing happened. It wasn't a sale. It wasn't anything. Okay, so Rav.
You mean after the 10th of Tishrei?
It's got nothing to do with Hegdish. Baitin's out the picture.
Yeah, yeah.
10th of Tishrei is only. What's the difference?
The oval year. Do you mean after the 10th of Tishrei?
Why is it enough, Kamina? I mean, no, I'm trying to. Why is it enough, Kamina?
No, is it the beginning of the year or the end of the year?
What do we care?
No,
it could be before the hit of the oval. Or
but the
after
but the yovel, okay, you mean because the fields go back.
Yeah.
Okay, so let's say that it will go back on the yovel. You sold it, it doesn't make a difference. You sold it on the 1st of Tishrei, on the 10th of Tishrei, it'll come back to you.
Okay. Not after the year.
I understand the question, but I don't think it makes a difference, Rabbi's question. I think what Rabbi's saying is that in the yovel year, the question between Rabbi and Shmuel is, in the yovel year, can the sale take place or not? Because yovel, by definition, is a year that things come back to you. So if things come back to you in that year, can you actualize a sale or not? I think that's really the discussion over here. And Rabbi's saying, yes, you can. You can actualize a sale, but it comes back to you immediately. And Shmuel's saying, you can't actualize a sale at all during the Yovel year. That's, I think. But you might, maybe. Again, honestly, I think that's so. Now, the Gemara says as follows. We understand why Shmuel argues with the Rav there. Right? Why? Because he's got a Kal Vachomer. What's his Kal Vachomer? Uma mechura kfar yotza, something that you had sold already before the yovel year, on the yovel year it comes back to you. Achshav she'ena mechura, now a field that you haven't yet sold, ein odin shelo timacher. How can you sell it? If you had sold it would have come back to you this year. How can you sell it this year? If you would have sold it 5 years ago, it would have come back to you this year. So this is the year that it comes back to you. So how can you sell it on this year? This is the year that things come back. This isn't the year that you sell. That's why I don't know if it makes a difference. But maybe you're up. But I don't know if it makes a difference. I think what he's saying is that the Yovel year is a year when sales are undone. So how can you in the Yovel year sell something? That's Shmuel's svara. So Rav Yosef says, understand Shmuel when it comes to the sale. Ela hacha, but here, when it comes to Hegdesh, mi ikele meimar kal vachomer. What Shmuel's vote for arguing with Rav? Rav said you can magdish on the 50th year, on Yovel year. Shmuel said you can't. So understand when it came to sales, and done during the Yovel year. But where does it call the Chomer with Hekdesh? Because what he said, Bahatnan, he gives a Yovel. If a person comes the Yovel year, Velo Nigala, and he hasn't yet redeemed it, right? Kohanim Nichnasin Letocha, Kohanim go in there, Venotnim Damea, but see over here, Rabbi Yehuda says that they don't get it for free, the Kohanim. The Kohanim, is this a question actually? Vahatnan, Igia Yovel, Lo Nigala Kohanim, Yosin, Doch, Lo Nino, Mehadi Rabbi Yehuda, Shmuel, Rabbi Shmuel, this is actually right. So this is a Kashi on Shmuel still. This is still part of the Kashi on Shmuel, I think, right? And look down, we see over here, and Shmuel says that, so now that when it comes to a sale, understand. But when it comes to Yovel, we've got a Mishnah that says, Yovel lo nigala, kohanim nichnasin letocha, v'rotin da meadi Rabbi Yehuda. So what do we see here from this? That the kohanim buy it out of Hekdesh. So if kohanim have to buy it from Hekdesh, we see that there's a sale taking place in the Yovel. So why can't a person magdish? If Kohanim can buy from Hekdesh, then surely I can magdish to Hekdesh, which is what Rav said. And Shmuel said that you can't magdish to Hekdesh. Right? And he said there's no kavachomer. On the sales, we understand the kavachomer. Here there's no kavachomer. Here there's no kavachomer. Here Kohanim are buying it. So therefore, I can magdish it. So Gemara said, no. Shmuel, right, who said there's Enoch Kadosha, he holds like Rabbi Shimon Svarilei. What's Rabbi Shimon say? Look at Rashi on the bottom, yeah? There is a kavachomer, right? Why is it ikar kavachomer? He still says it is a the amar nichnasin velo not nin. Right? Look at Rashi. Yeah, there is a kavachomer even during Hekdesh. Kis kedosha kvar yotza. Achshav eno kedosha, eno din shlo tikdash. What's he saying over here? He says no. The Kohanim don't have to buy it. The Kohanim just get it. Look at the Gershom here, right at the bottom. Shmuel Rabbi Shimon Svirlei. The Amar Nichnasin Letocha Velo Notnin Demeya LeHekdesh. It comes there automatically. Which means what? Which means it leaves the Hekdesh on its own. So if the same Kavachomer now applies, if at the Yovel it leaves Hekdesh on its own and goes to the Kohanim, then how can I magdish something? Exactly the same as a parallel to the sale. If the sale is going to be undone on the Yovel, how can I sell it? If the Hekdesh is going to be undone on the Yovel, how can I magdish it? Okay? Is it clear? No, really, really, honestly, is it clear? Robert, you don't look convinced.
Yeah, okay.
Eh?
I'm convinced.
You're convinced? That wasn't a convincing convince. Okay. Right? So now, if Shmuel holds, if Shmuel says it's straightforward that they don't have to, that he holds like Rabbi Shimon and the Kohanim get it for free, then it is a Kavachomer. So what does Rav say? What's that? Rav Savar, sof, lebali mi kahadra. He says, what are you talking about? In order to prove to me that it is abandoned, that Hekdesh abandons Rav, that the Kedusha is undone, who should it have to come back to? The owners. Does it go back to the owners? No. Who does it go to? It goes to the Kohanim. How do the Kohanim get it? Look at the Gemara. Sof, lekbali mi kebahadra. No, lekohanim udenafka. And how do the Kohanim get it? The Kohanim mishulchan gavoa kezachu. They were zocher from the shulchan gavoa from Hashem. In other words, it stays in the family of Hekdesh. When we were magnished to the Bet HaMikdash. Bet HaMikdash really now goes to Hashem. From Hashem, he gave it to his Kohanim. The Kohanim are all of the level of Kedusha. It stays Hekdesh. The fact that the Kohanim are allowed to use it and the Kohanim get the benefit and we say it's the Kohanim's, but really it's the Kohanim's as a result of Hashem giving it to them, means it never ever left Hekdesh. So we can't apply the Kavachomer. When it came to the sale, we had a sale, I sold Mati Bafield. Now on the Yovel, it comes back to me. It's abandoned from Mati, comes back to me. When I was Magdish Bafield to Hekdesh, it stayed in the realm of Hekdesh. So therefore, why can't I Magdish it, says Rav? Says in Hekdesh, it can be able to be Magdish. You understand? Clear? Well, okay, that I think. All right.
My time.
So what says my time with the Rav? So what's Rav's reason over here? Damar Krak, we got a Pasuk. The Pasuk says, Ve'im Mishnat HaYovel. Mishnat HaYovel Bichlal. Remember from the very beginning, right? which wasn't recorded. So I have to go through that whole thing again. But, right, the Rav said that in Mishnat HaYovel, right, so what's Mishnat HaYovel? Rav says Shnat HaYovel is included. Mishnat HaYovel, from the Shnat HaYovel. Right? So Shmuel, so why Shmuel got a problem with that? So Shmuel says, Mikativ im Bishnat HaYovel. If it had said Bishnat HaYovel, right, Bishnat, in the year of Yovel, I understand. Bishnat HaYovel, you can be Makdish. But Mishnat HaYovel Kativ, it says, from the year of Yovel. Meaning, Mishnat, from the year, meaning, we don't include Yovel, it's after Yovel, from Yovel and onwards. Right? Mishnat She'achar HaYovel, says Shmuel. So that's the Gemara says. Answer, Machlok between Rav and Shmuel. Exactly. The Gemara says like this. Bishlom le Rav. We understand Rav. Right? We understand Rav. Because the Hanin Dichtiv, in Mishnat HaYovel, Ve'im Yachar Yovel, because they're two psukim. Look at the two psukim. The one pasuk says, Im Mishnat HaYovel Yakdish, if from the year of the Yovel you Magdish, Sadar Chayakumet, for the value it will be established. And then another pasuk, right, the next pasuk says, Mamash, the next pasuk, Vayikra Kav Zayin, Yud Zayin is the first pasuk, and Vayikra Kav Zayin, Yud Chet, the second pasuk. Mamash, the next pasuk in the Torah says, Ve'im Achar HaYovel Yakdishu. So if you're going to tell me that Mishnat HaYovel, as far as Shmuel is concerned, means Achar HaYovel, so then what is the next pasuk? Im Achar Yovel, after Yovel. What are we going to have? Achar, Achar?
Mm-hmm.
Right? So we understand Rav. Rav makes sense because we've got the first pasuk says Im Mishnat, the next pasuk says Im Achar. So obviously there's a difference between Mishnat and Achar, the year and after the year. And in the Shmuel, my Achar HaYovel. What's that second pasuk? Because Shmuel says Mishnat HaYovel means after the Yovel already. So what does the pasuk mean? Im Achar HaYovel, after the Yovel. He says, no, Achar, Achar. The year after, the year after.
I mean, it's an asniya.
Right, when we look at Rashi here, Achar, Achar, the last one, Rashi at the top, Kagon, Shtayim, V'shalosh, Rim, Achar, Yovel. The second and the third years. From then onwards, Ike, Girua. There we have that principle of paying a shekel and a pund in a year. Right, that like reduced amount. From there onwards. Right? Aval Akacha, V'shata, Debata, Yovel. But if you makdish it on the year after the Yovel, leka girua. There's no girua. And then what does it mean, no girua? When you come to redeem it, you're going to pay the full 50 shekel.
Full
right? Okay. Up until here was the introduction.
Shabbat.
Okay, now, what would be the kashi on Rav? Now we're going to bright on Rav. Maitiba. Makdishin. Bain lifna yovel, bain la'achra yovel, uvishnat ha'yovel atzma lo yaktish. Remember that brighter? We had the brighter the previous amud. We had veraminihi, as we started the sugya. The first thing in the Gemara said, makdishin bain lifna yovel, bain la'achra yovel, uvishnat ha'yovel atzma lo yaktish. Right? Ve'im hikdish, ain a kadosha. And if you are makdish, the brighter says, it's not kadosha. So how can Rav tell us that you're able to makdish in the hekdesh year itself? Brighter meforeshet. Now, the simple answer would have been, what would the simple answer have been? Which I thought about, but I don't know, the Gemara doesn't seem to go at all. What? What would be the simplest answer with Rav arguing with us brighter? What do we say about Rav? We know about Rav. Rav, Tana, Palig. Rav can argue the Tana, so what are you bringing me a brighter for to Rav? I don't agree with that brighter. I've got my own opinion. The Gemara doesn't even say that for some reason. The Gemara doesn't ignores that the fact that Rav could argue with the brighter and seems to assume that the brighter here is solid. So the Gemara Avak Amalcha Rav. So how's Rav going to answer this challenge here now? Right? Amalcha Rav. When the brighter says Eina Kadosha, right? It means Eina Kadosha. Ligael begirua. We saw that altered on the previous amud. Right? The shita adds in the word ligael begirua. Because Rashi says it. Look at Rashi. Ana kadosha ligael begirua. Right? Share yesh kan yovel shalem. What does Rav say? All it means is that means you aren't able to makdish. You can makdish on the 15th of the Yovel year itself. Just remember that you got a full 50 years, and therefore when you come to do pidyon, right? You're going to do pidyon on a full 50 year basis. No girua. Aval kadosh. It is kadosh v'notnin chamishim. and you pay the full 50, that's all. The Gemara says, wait a second. Now it starts to get a little bit tricky. If you're going to tell me that, let's read the Braita again. Magdishin, you can magdish before the Yovel, after the Yovel. But on the Shtata Yovel Atzma, you can't magdish. And in magdish, ain't no kadosha, isn't kadosh. And Rav said, all that really means is that you, that when we said ain't no kadosh, it means ain't no kadosh in order to benefit from the Girua. But the Kedusha will work and you pay the full amount of money. Gemara says, okay, if that's the case, Michlal, Delifnei Yovel, Kedusha, Ligael, Begirua. If you're telling me now that when do we exclude the concept of Girua? When the Hegdesh is done on the Yovel year. Ah, if I do it the year before, or I do it the year afterwards, then I do get Girua. But wouldn't we learn already that you have to have at least 2 years before the Yovel and a year after the Yovel? Here this brighter seems to say, no, even if you do it immediately before or immediately after, you still benefit from Girua. That's the Gemara of Michlal. Telifnei Yovel, Kedosha Degel Begirua. Doesn't make any sense. Look at Rashi there. Michlal, Taha Dektani Bahi Magdishin, Lifnei Yovel, Ligal Begirua Kamar, Vahar Ravu Shmuel, Gamit Begirua, Rav and Shmuel, who both said, Ein Magdishin Ligael Begirua Pachot Mishtai Shanim. Right? Rav and Shmuel. Remember that in the previous Gedaf, the previous Amu, we had the Aminu, then we said like this. Rav Shmuel Metarvayu, Ein Magdishin Ligael Begirua Pachot Mishtai Shanim. The Kaiva and Damajin Ligael Begirua Pachot Mishtai Shanim, Yadam Chasal Nechasav. Both Rav and Shmuel seem to agree that you can't do this. And it comes out of the way we explained the Braita now, that according to Rav at least, if you were Magdish the year before or the meter of the year after, you got no problem. You get the benefit of the Girua. Clear? That's a kasha. So the Gemara is like, how would Rav answer? Amar lecha Rav, ha mani, this brighter that you're quoting over here is Rabbanan hi. Where you learnt, where you infringe. Basically, Rav is saying, even though what I said about being able to Magdish in the 50th year and it's able to Magdish and you've got to pay 50 is all right. But my Makor is not this brighter. And the problem with this brighter is learnt according to Rabbanan, right? And Rabbanan are a problem, we'll see why in a second. Va'ane da amre karebi. And I learn like Rebbe, not like Rabbanan. Da amar, right? This is, we saw this on Yud Chet. This is the one we already learnt on Yud Chet. Da amar, remember this was the machloket there. If you go to Yud Chet, that is, it's worthwhile going to look at. I know that we're taking a long time, but if we look at Yud Chet over there, that's where we had the thing of Pesach. Just please go to Yud, look at Yud Chet Amud Bet quickly. I think it was towards the bottom of the, towards the bottom. Anybody find it yet?
At the
bottom. At the bottom. I remember it was at the bottom there somewhere, right? Where, oh, there we are. Excellent. I was going to get them with bet. There it says, the Rabbi, Amar Adva Ad Bichlal. The Rats is sitting over there. Gemara Mufni. Deal with the Ikra Mifra. Kedivar. Shana Shana Yitarik Divar. Lord Rek Rabbi. Not like Rabbi. The E Rabbi, Ha'amar Adva Ad Bichlal. Rabbi learns Adva Ad Bichlal. The Tanya Miyom HaRishon Vad Yom HaShvi'i. We got that pasuk that says that chometz and matzah from Yom HaRishon Vad Yom HaShvi'i. Yachol Rishon Velo Rishon Bichlal. Could it be the first and not including the first day? Shvi'i and not the Shvi'i Bichlal. Not including the Shvi'i Bichlal. Right? Kinyash Ne'emar Miroshon Vad Yoglo. Roshon Velo Rishon Bichlal. Right? So there we said there Lord Ta'amud Lomar Ad Yom HaEchad Ve'eshim Lecholesh Be'erev. Ah, we needed a pasuk there for Chachamim which said up until the 21st day. And Rebbe said, "I not sorry. We don't need the pasuk. Why? Because Rishon b'Rishon bichlal, Shvi'i b'Shvi'i bichlal. The first day is included, second day is 7 days. We don't need that 21st. The pasuk up 21 for 14 to 21. I need that pasuk 14 to 21st day because I know that 7 means all 7. So the Gemara is over here. So he says, 'The Amar Rebbe, the Amar Rishon b'Rishon bichlal, Shvi'i b'Shvi'i bichlal. Hachanami. So too over here, Mishnat. The Shita Ena Bach changed that to not Mishnat. The pasuk says Mishnat." Vishnat Hayovel Bichlal. When we said Mishnat, Vishnat Hayovel is included. So now we're happy. So therefore, based on this Adva Ad Bichlal that Rebbe is telling us now, that he doesn't like that pasuk over there, doesn't need that, that bright of there is Rabbanan, who have a problem because they haven't got Advar Bichlal. Rebbe, who's got Advar Bichlal, he uses Mishnat, and therefore there's no Michlalim, you can't prove anything from before, off, doesn't make it, we ignore that bright as far as Rebbe is concerned. Right? So we've got a big problem. What says, Ikarebi, if it's Karebi, and now we've got Mishnat HaYovel, and the Yovel year is included. Right, now how many years are we able to magdish a field? 50. The whole 50 years we've got to magdish a field. The first year and the Yovel year. So we got from 1 to 50. Just there's a just if you come if in the 50th year, you've got to probably about all 50 shekels. But in principle, there's 50 years in the Shemitah cycle that you're able to magdish. And if there are 50 years that you're able to magdish, then there are 50 years you're able to redeem. So now, and if it's according to Rebbe, Ika Rebbe, right? So Pundian Ma Avidate. What do we have to have this Pundian for?
Right?
Why are the Pundian? Why do we have to have a Shekel and a Pundian? Shekel and a Pundian we have to have because 49 years. So to get to 50, we have a Shekel and a Pundian every year. We get to we end up with 50 Shekels and that extra Pundian for change. But if it's 50 years, then it's a Shekel a year. Right? A good question, right? Look at Rashi over here. Rebbe, Darish Hacha Mishnat B'Mishnat B'Chlal, Alma Mishnat HaYovel Kaikra, right? That from the 50th year, with the Pasuk included, Uka'ama Yiten Chamishim Slaim, Pundim Avi, where's that 50th year book? Okay, then the Rashi is pretty straightforward. So Gemara says, V'chitayim B'Leit Lei, now you might know V'chitayim means, you know that, right? You might want to get the not the answer. You might want to say, well, Rebbe hasn't got a Pundian. Rebbe actually says, Anachinami, just a shekel a year. You can't say that. Why? Vatnan, we've got a Mishnah. Hakidish Shtayim V'Shalosh Shanim Lifnei HaYovel. Here we got this Mishnah, there's a Mishnah in, on Daf Kafei, we'll see it tomorrow. That if you Makdish 2 or 3 years before the Yovel, Rebbe Omer, what does Rebbe say? Omer ani no tain selo punyan neshana. You give a punyan to the Rebbe holds this concept of punyan and vesela. So we can't say it doesn't hold that. So the Gemara says, no, it's not a problem. Why not a problem? Rebbe, Krabi Hudas, Virilei. Rebbe actually holds, on the one hand, like Rebbe, we've got Adva Ad Bichlal, but he holds like Rabbi Yehuda in his Machlokes Chachamim with regards to how we count the Yovel. Right? And what does Rabbi Yehuda say? The Amar Shnat Chamishim Ola Lechan Ulechan. 50 goes, we count 50 as the first year of the Yovel cycle and the last year of the Yovel cycle.
Now,
excuse me a little bit, right? So I made up myself a little chart over here. Look over here. If 50 of last year's Shmita cycle is the first of this year's Yovel cycle, right? So 50 was 50 and 1.
Mm-hmm.
So it 50 was 50 of the last Yovel cycle, and it's also the first year of this Yovel cycle. So we don't have 1 to 50 and then 1 to 50. We have basically 49. 1 to 49, and the 50th year is now 1. So we already have, we're back to 49 years in any given cycle, because you can't count 50 twice. You can't count 50 as 2 years. Either it counts as the first year or it counts as the last year. Can't count as 2 years, and it's included. So basically, you never ever have 50. You go 49, 50, which is 1, and then you have 49, 50, which is 1. So you really have 49 years. That's confusing, I know, but that's
Rabbi Yehuda.
That's Rabbi Yehuda. Okay, so Rebbe says that I'm like Rabbi Yehuda, and therefore, even though I say that the 50th year is included, the Yovel is included in the Ekdesh, in reality, that 50 is a misnomer. There isn't a 50. There's always only 49 years, because the 50 is the last year of the Yovel, it's the first year of the next Yovel. So in between, you've only got 49 years. So I'm back to my Shekel and a Pundian. Even though I say that I'd be Chlal, I never have 50 full years. I only have 49 years. Okay? That's what Rabbi Yehuda says. Now it goes like a beautiful. Now we come to the last problem of the Daf, and then we're going to end it. Well, okay. And now we say as follows. We said a second ago, remember we said that Rav Ushmuel, the Amre Tarvayu, remember we had that? We said that Rav and Shmuel both said, Ein Magdishin Digael Begiru Pachot Mishnah Shalim, Nechem and Dei Magdishin Digael Begiru Pachot Mishnah Shalim, Yeh Adam Chasin Nechasav. So now, Look what they're pointing. Now we're going to see how Shmuel deals with it. So now the words like this, Ulu Shmuel. Look at Rashi there quickly. It's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 lines into the bottom, the wide lines of Rashi. Le Shmuel, de Amar, de Hache, Mode Rebbe, de Mishnat, Veloshnat, Bichlal, Vashate, de Batar, Yovel Kayikra. Right? And now that Rebbe says, because Rebbe, remember Rebbe said, that the Mishnat v'lo shnat bichlal. I knew I was getting confused when we got to this. I warned you all in advance, and I'm confused now we get to this. Let's just quickly, and I feel the people are dropping here like flies. Yeah. Right? You're still stuck around. I'm waiting for you to get up and go. Right? Ola lekan ulekan. Hold on 1 second. So now we go to back Shmuel. So Shmuel's like a lamb of Shmuel, right? Look, Shmuel. Rashi like this. Shmuel, the Amar, the Hacham Mode Rebbe. Now we got a situation over here where it appears that both Shmuel and Rav agree with Rebbe. Just they argue with what Rebbe says. That's the principle of the Gemara at the moment. Says like this. So now Shmuel, because we're going to now fit Shmuel into Rebbe. But what does Shmuel say? Shmuel says that you can't magnish during the Yovel. And Rebbe, according to Rav, goes according to Rabbi Yehuda, who counts the Yovel from Yovel's included in the first and the 50th year and the 49 years, but the Yovel is part of the year. See, like Shmuel says, the Amar, the Hacha Mode Rebbe, the Mishnat Veloshnat Bichlal. Even though Rav wanted to say that Rebbe is of the opinion here, like he's in the opinion on Psachim, that Advad Bichlal, here he doesn't say Advad Bichlal. Right? The law, because he says here, Mordia Rebbe, the Mishnat, the fact that the Pasuk says Mishnat, the law Shnat Bichlal, it doesn't include Advad Bichlal. So therefore, what is happening out here? When can you Magdish according to Rebbe as far as Shmuel is concerned? Va'ashate de Batar Yovel Kaikra. The Pasuk speaking about the Yovel, after the Yovel, not the Yovel itself. Uka Amar de Yahiv Chamshin. And there we see, he gave Chamshin. Why does he pay 50? Because the Brighton said, remember, that if you makdish within a year after the Yovel, you're going to pay chamshin. You only get this, you're going to wait at least 2 years before and 1 year after. But if it's in the immediate year after, you're going to pay the chamshin. You're going to pay that full price. Right? So it says, right, Lishmuel, Laima Rebbe Krabanan Sfirilei. Not like Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda was the one who said from the Yovel to the Yovel. De'ik Rabbi Yehuda, if it's like Rabbi Yehuda, look at this, this is clever. If Rebbe holds like Rabbi Yehuda, so not Sela the Pundian, not a Sela and a Pundian every year, but Sela Ushtei Pundion not me by lay. He'd have to actually pay a Sela and 2 Pundion. Now what is a Pundion? Because a Pundion is a 48th of a Sela, remember? Every year you put a Pundion, 48 times a Pundion gives you a Sela plus an extra year. He's saying like this, that really, right, the Ikra Bihuda, right, Rebbe, we're seeing over here already now that Rebbe says, according to this, that we don't hold Advat Bichlal here. With Pesach, why do we have Advat Bichlal? Because it says, mi Rishon Ad Shvi'i. So when you've got from to, you say Advat Bichlal. But here we just got Mishnah Tayovel. And on the contrary, not only don't we have Mishnah Tayovel, Ad Shnat Tayovel, to have the Mi Ad to manufacture that Advar Bichlal concept, we know that Mishnah Tayovel is different if you come and do it in the 5th year, or the 6th year, or the 7th year. There isn't such a thing of including, as far as Shmuel says, Rebbe here. You can't apply that paradigm of Advar Bichlal like in Psachim to Avia. It's different altogether. So now what do we have? We have, according to Shmuel, that Rebbe says that the first Yovel you definitely can't Magdish. The first year, if you are Magdish, the first year after the Yovel, how much do you pay when you Pode? The full 50.
50.
So according to Rebbe now, we've cut out the first year. We've cut out the first year. We've cut out the Shmita year, the Yovel year itself. So how many years are left of this cycle that you're able to do Giruah?
48.
So now, if you want to come, if you want to say that that's Rebbe's paradigm, then when we come to do redemption in the Giruah period, we never have a shekel and a pundian. Because if for 48 years you give a shekel and a pundian, you come to be 48 shkalim, and 48 pundian is a shekel. So you got 49 shekel. What are you missing? A shekel and at least that extra pundian for the change. So you need to give 2 pundian every year. Mm. A shekel and 2 pundian to make it up to 40 to 50 and a pundian. Mm. So that's what I said, it can't work. That's what he says, Shmua Lama Rebbe Kraman Shmila, Rebbe Hudas, Sela Ustay Pundian Mi Baile. Okay, good, great. Therefore, Al Korchach, what do we have to say? L'Shmuel, Rebbe Karabanan, Sfirlei. Rebbe holds like Rabbanan. Look at Rashi, look at Rabbi Gershom first, down the bottom here. 5 last one, Rabbi Gershom, why not? Al Korchach L'Shmuel, the Amar Eino Kadosh, he said, if you Makdish in the Shmit Yovel Yer, it's not Kadosh, Karabanan Sfirlei, the Lo Chashiv Shnat Chamishim Elis Sof Yovel, because the 50th is only the end of the Yovel. The Chayvent Amar Eina Kadosh, since it can't be Kadosh, Paish Shekel Didei, you're missing the Shekel of that 50th year itself, right? Upaliglei lepundion, velo ati reselo pundion neshana. And that's how you end up basically having to say you've got 49 full years, we don't include, we've got the Yovel to the end is 49 years, run out of it. Give me 1 second before you walk off, right? It was like a ad kasha. Okay, Toshma. It was a kasha. On just to now, we actually try and prove Shmuel. Toshma. Velo goalin achar hayove pachot mishana. We've got a bright thing. It says that you can't do goel geula with 1 year after the chole. Because with the bishlam mishana, it works beautifully with Shmuel. Lo goalin achar hayove pachot mishana. You can't do it at all. El Rav, my achar yovel shana. If Rav said you can't even do it on the yovel itself, so what do you mean you can't do it a year after? Why not? My achar yovel shana. Me savart achar yovel mamish. So, is it the year after itself? No, my achar hayovel. Rav Shmuel, Rav will take you be emtza yovel in the middle of the year. Net end of Aviyah.